I'm Sue Holderness, and welcome to All Stations, the new podcast from the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund. This series is about overcoming adversity. RAF Benevolent Fund research has found that loneliness is one of the biggest concerns for older people. In today's episode, we meet Nancy Presland. Nancy's husband, Brian, served in the RAF for 25 years. Sadly, Brian died a few years ago after a long illness. For many years, Princess Marina House gave them respite. It was also where Nancy found a friend for life. Here's Nancy's story in her own words. Well, I'm here now with Nancy Presland. And Nancy, your husband, Brian, served in the RAF for 25 years, I believe, as an instructor in the police school.
That's correct.
And what is your association with Princess Marina House?
Well, we were most unfortunate, both my husband and I, in having surgery that went wrong.
Oh, how awful.
And it seemed to go on after that. We had a lot of ill health. And my husband had been in hospital in London quite a while. He was working for Bax, the banking computer people. And one of the directors came to visit and said, what you need now, Brian, is a good convalescence. And Brian said, yes, but where would I go? And he said, but you were in the RAF, weren't you? And it went from there. He found out about this. And we came down, first time. I also met my friend Maureen here. We've got so much in common, and we've just learnt to get fonder and fonder of each other. And we don't see each other apart from here, but it's something we both look forward to. And yes, it's wonderful. Wouldn't have met you if I hadn't been coming here.
No.
Likewise. Oh,
gosh, I can't imagine life without you.
No.
I see you being somewhere around and looking forward to meeting again down here.
Yes.
Having more giggles. Sometimes at other people's expense,
to
be said.
We're a bit naughty.
I think it was about seven, don't you, Nancy?
Brian's been dead 7 years, yes.
You were so completely devastated.
I know.
Especially as he just died after a lovely day out with you.
Yes, we'd had a lovely day out. Came home, made a cup of tea, sat down. He went to sleep in the armchair and I thought the tea will be cold. I'll go and make a fresh one. I came back in and he'd already gone. Went to sleep.
That was such a devastating thing, wasn't it?
But he'd had so much ill health, terrible ill health. And he never gave in to it. He was a very strong, positive man, which has helped me because I've tried to carry on the same.
Yes. And your next visit was going to be so difficult here, wasn't it, without him?
Yes.
So yes. We made the best of it.
Yes.
And the staff here are such incredibly good people. They've been here for many years, so they get to know people really well. And it shows you that it's a wonderful place because they just stay, don't they?
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
So not much quarrelling or anything like that amongst them.
The atmosphere is always good. There's always laughter and they treat people with respect for their age. They don't talk down to them. They talk to them with respect, which is very important.
Well, I must talk a bit more to you, Nancy, about your lovely husband.
Yes.
What did he do in the RAF?
He was in the police.
He was in the police.
Yes.
Was he stationed in just one place or did you have to move about?
I've moved all over the place.
Have you got children?
Three.
So you and your kids had to move all the time?
Yes, we did.
It must be quite nice to have this wonderful Princess Marina house.
It's marvellous.
That you can come to. How many times do you come a year?
Well, this year it's the four times because it's been the anniversary. So we were called back especially for that.
Of course, because it's
this is our third time otherwise.
This is the centenary for the fund
and
50 years for the house.
Yes.
So it's a very big time. Yes. And you can honestly say that it's made a big difference in your life.
Oh, I don't know what I would have done without it. Or my husband.
I'm going to put you on the spot now, Nancy. Can you remember
some of the places that you had to go to with your kids when your husband was serving in the RAF?
Right. The first posting was Germany.
Whereabouts?
In North Rhine-Westphalia.
Nice.
Yes. I lived with a German family. They were very friendly.
Lovely.
Yes.
You had children by then?
Yes. I had one.
One.
Then I moved over the border into Holland because there were other English girls living and we had some fun there together.
Holland.
That was lovely.
Oh, so we like Holland. So.
Yes, lovely country.
And then?
That was that tour.
How long usually were you in these places?
3 years.
Oh, so a long time.
Oh, yes. Yes, we got posted back to Marham in Norfolk.
Oh, so at least you were in this country.
Oh, yes.
Norfolk's nice, isn't it?
Norfolk's nice, yes.
So you had 3 years there?
Yes, and I had 2 children when I was, you know, two, yeah. Adding on to the first one.
Right.
And when I was there, gosh, it gets all in the head. Where did I go from there? I think we must have gone to Malta.
Oh, Malta's lovely.
Yes.
Did you enjoy Malta?
I did.
Valletta's very pretty, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. The whole island is beautiful.
Did your children like it in Malta?
Yes, they did, especially the swimming. Oh, we had our own swimming pool, RAF swimming pool.
Now, there's posh.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was super.
I don't suppose you always had a swimming pool?
No. No, and I had a new baby then.
Oh.
So I had 3 then.
You had 3?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you get any help?
No.
No. And so when with these 3 children now, did you have any more moves?
Oh, gosh, yes. We came back from Malta to, I think we went to Scotland. Kinloss, my husband was at Kinloss.
A bit chilly there.
Nice, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Quite a contrast.
Yes. And the children got settled into school.
How did they cope with changing schools all the
time? Well, it was difficult for them because they'd made friends. Mm. And it was very hard. They also found it difficult during their education. They'd ask like geographical questions and that would go their hand. I've been there. And the other children used to look at them.
Yes. Yes, that wouldn't make them popular with the other kids.
And the other thing I noticed wherever we went, they picked up accents very quickly to belong.
Did they pick up languages too?
Not so much. They weren't really old enough for that.
No.
But... it was the accent we noticed very quickly.
It's funny, they can pick it up so fast, don't they, young kids?
Yes.
So you didn't actually mind the moving about?
Not too much, no, but then you get to a point when you think I've had enough of this.
And you want to settle the children in their schools.
And my husband decided to come out of the RAF.
And was that a difficult jump for him, coming into civilian
life?
Well,
it is difficult. Very difficult.
I always think it is.
Buy a house to start with was difficult.
And decide where?
Yes. Well, he got a job in London, so it was very difficult.
Of course.
We didn't understand the geography of London, you know, where you don't live here or you live there. But we actually found somewhere near Uxbridge, which was very nice.
Very near where I was brought up.
There again, yes.
I was in Ruislip, and we used to go and swim in that wonderful open air Uxbridge swimming pool.
I know. Yes, so that was good. And good heavens, where did we go from there?
So you stayed in Uxbridge for a while?
Oh, yes.
And your children were in school there?
Yes. And anyway, then, as I say, he eventually came out of the RAF.
And then you settled. Did you stay in Uxbridge?
We stayed just outside Uxbridge in Hayes End.
Oh, yes.
But it was a lovely spot because it looked right over in the distance, Norfolk Airport, not in the pathway of the aircraft, but right looking over farmers' fields to it.
Rather romantic for your husband.
Lovely houses because people used to knock on the door and say, when you sell, will you give me first?
Oh, so...
Yeah, it was very, very nice. But then Brian moved a job and I moved a job and we moved to Northwood.
So you started work when the kids were what sort of age?
Oh, gosh. Well, when I just had the one, I used to do sort of part-time jobs. But I was a nurse and I went back into nursing when I was at King's Lynn.
So when your husband became ill, it was probably rather useful you had nursing qualifications.
Yes.
So you could help and so could this wonderful Princess Marina House.
Oh, I've been very lucky. Mm. Very, very lucky. And as I say, the day I walked down towards this place, I thought, this is a payback for all the unsettledness of my life so far.
How wonderful.
So, yes, I don't feel my health is good enough to do another kind of break. And I think, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't look forward to it. But I think I would have to come to get away, to have a change. Yeah.
Because I met you when Brian was still with us all.
Yes.
Very, very, very nice man who had a wonderful sense of humour and he never could do enough for other people, always driving them off in their car, wasn't he? Mm. And he used to tell us a story, and you always used to go and interrupt when he was in full stream, and he'd sort of pull back and look at the ceiling with a pained expression, and you'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry," and then he said, "Well, carry on, you tell the story," and you. He'd start again, wouldn't he?
And I'd still interrupt.
I know. And he used to look his eyes up to heaven, and I used to be laughing my head off at the pair of you. But he was so good. And he used to, instead of going up when you went up to bed, he used to stay down. Yes. And he used to play Scrabble and Phase 10 with me. It was so good. He was lovely. I bet you miss him.
Terribly.
With everything.
Terribly, yeah. He was a character. Yes.
When you actually lost Brian, Nancy, did you find that you were struggling with being on your own?
Yes, and the loneliness.
Yes, I know it was very... Yes. I mean, my mum, my father, who was also in the RAF, died in 1970, and mum lived on to be 88, so she had 18 years, and I know that for a while it was very difficult. I mean, it's easier if you've got family who are living with you or very close.
Yes.
But if you haven't, then I think, obviously, this place is a sort of haven, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Wonderful.
So this friendship has been jolly nice for both of you.
It really has. It really has. We've had a lot of fun together.
Well, you can see that you giggle a lot.
Oh, we do.
So whenever one of you comes, does the other always come?
Yes, well, we arrange it that way.
Oh, you arrange it so that you can come, you can share the time together.
Well, we used to see each other two times a year, didn't we? Now it's up this year, four to
this
five.
This is our fourth visit.
We're increasing. I always seem to arrive first and even get to unpack. And I sort of hover about trying to find Nancy, but sometimes Nancy slips in without me knowing it. And they say, to you, Nancy, what are they always saying to you when I can't find you? Because they've taken you up to your room.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they say, Maureen's already here and she's been looking for you.
Shall we tell her you're here?
And then we compare rooms, and the rooms are so lovely, with gorgeous views out over the sparkling sea and the newly sort of mown lawns, and usually red, white and blue flowers in the summer. It really is gorgeous. Extraordinary thing, Nancy, is to think there are so many people that don't know
exactly
what they're missing.
Exactly.
I don't know how you get through to them that this is here.
I mean, it was chance that Brian got here that was told about it, because he didn't have any idea.
So do you know a lot of other people now who come down here?
We do, yes, we do.
And you all meet up, and it sounds as though it's a bit of a party.
It can be. It can be, especially in the bar.
The bar gets a lot of mentions, doesn't it?
It's very important.
The bar, red wine, sherry.
Yes.
I think gin.
I think I'm going to ask if I qualify.
It's not bad, because it seems to be what I would think were naffy prices.
Well, there you are, naffy prices as well in a five-star establishment. And didn't I hear one of you say that you were going to the hairdresser?
Yes.
Yes.
The hairdresser here too?
Yes.
You'll tell me there's a spa and a sauna next.
We're waiting for that.
Maybe that's the next move. Well, it sounds like a wonderful place. Princess Marina House. So anybody out there who has a connection with the RAF, any connection with the RAF, and you're in any sort of trouble, you know that this wonderful facility is here, and that the RAF Benevolent Fund is worth a ring. Just ring them up and see if you qualify for, if you're eligible for some sort of help, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to let you know that the help is available. Just give us a call. And the Princess Marina House, I think, is celebrating its 50 years. We've got Karina Fosdyke here. She can tell us all about it because she's the care services manager here. And how long ago did you start, Karina?
I started in 1998.
So you knew Brian?
I knew Brian very well. Yeah, Nancy and Brian used to come down a lot. Brian was a lovely man, wasn't he, Nancy?
Yes, very special.
Very special. So, yes, Nancy's been coming to us for several years. And we've looked after Nancy after Brian sadly passed away. So,
how long ago was that, Nancy?
7 years.
It's tough, isn't it?
Very.
But just because your husband is no longer with us, you are still welcomed here.
Yes, it's nice. Wonderful.
Can you tell us a bit about the house and how it works, Karina?
We care for veterans. It's a 5-star hotel with care, basically. We have husbands and wives come in. Maybe the wife needs care, the husband needs care. We have mild dementia. And it gives the opportunity for a couple or a single person to come away, relax by the sea, watch the rough sea, walk along the promenade, and with the advantage of having care as well.
And, of course, meeting kindred spirits who all have the RAF in common.
They socialise. I mean, Nancy, as you know, has made a very good friend in Maureen. And they meet friends and they come back together time after time after time. We've had romances.
Oh, we have.
We have.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. The atmosphere is lovely, you know, and we always get the comment, it's home from home.
And who qualifies?
Veterans, any Army, Navy, RAF, obviously Kindred are second place to, not second place, but, you know, the RAF are, what's the word?
Well, first choice.
Yeah, first choice. So we do have a lot of different people. You know, we've got Respite at Home now, which is veterans only, and that's local. But, yeah, we have a lot of Kindred in as well, but it's predominantly RAF.
And that's not just World War II. We're talking anybody who's worked in the RAF.
Anybody. We have young people in as well. You know, we've got people in their 50s, 60s.
And we're trying to spread the word that this wonderful facility is here. How many rooms have you actually got?
We've got 50 rooms.
So you can care for quite a lot of people.
We have registered 30 care beds and the rest are hotel guests.
So you have nursing staff as well?
Yeah, 24-hour care.
And you say you will accept people also with dementia and their carers?
Yes, yeah, we have a lot of people that, you know, it's hard work looking after somebody living 24/7 with somebody who's got dementia. So they can come away knowing that their partner can be looked after and they can go and enjoy the activities while their partner's being cared for the care staff.
So they get that essential break.
Yes, which they need.
Yes, I'm sure. It's wonderful. What a great facility. So, Karina, what impact does it have on you and your life being with these people in this amazing house?
I'm passionate about my work. You know, I come to work every morning and every day there's a different situation. We have people that really need help. We have people that come in that have no social life, do not speak to anyone for weeks on end.
So they're really lonely.
Very lonely. And they come in and they're a bit sort of like scared and don't want to talk. And then all of a sudden you get them with a crowd and you see that person, they light up. They come the person that they probably were 10 years ago. So I get a lot from my job, you know. From the care side, you know, the care team are fantastic. You know, we get people that come in that have recently been bereaved and it's hard and they don't want to talk. But we've got specialist mental health trained staff now that can sit and listen. The staff have time to listen to them and it makes an impact on their life because they've been able to sort of offload some of their grief. So I think the impact on my life has just been amazing. I wouldn't work anywhere else. Every day is a different challenge.
You're obviously a people person.
Very much so.
It's very lovely. Much so. Everybody we've met so far here does seem to be a real people. They're people persons, and you're getting such a joy yourselves from doing this amazing job you do.
We're a family. You know, Princess Marina House is one big family. You know, everybody looks after each other. As I say, we have regular guests that come in, and we get the sort of adopted nanny and the adopted mummy, don't we? And it's just an amazing place, absolutely amazing.
It's interesting you use the word family, because that seems to be the word that's used all the time for the RAF. Once you've come into the family, you stay part of the family.
Absolutely.
And it's marvellous that the RAF Benevolent Fund's there to help so many people. Mm. And that this house is here.
Yeah, I mean, we've had one particular guest that came in who, his house was in such a state. He came and stayed with us. The Benevolent Fund arranged. He had his bathroom done. He had his kitchen done. He had new carpets. He didn't have a TV. They provided him with a TV. So he had a brand new house practically to go home to. And to see his face when he walked into his house, that was an absolute nightmare, was just amazing. We also have four cottages for serving personnel. We have a two that are actually one four-bedroom that's right on the seafront. You look out and you can see the sea. We have another one over the road, which it's got a feature of a Red Arrow bedroom for the children, and also a big playroom upstairs for the children.
Lovely.
And we have two apartments, which are amazing. One has an overhead hoist, and we've used them quite a lot. And they're all provided with a pack when you get there, so your breakfast and everything is ready for you. You haven't got to go shopping straight away, and they are very well booked up, so that's good.
And in fact, we're in one of them now, and I can say it's very nice.
Yes, it is beautiful.
It's wonderful. We can spread the word and let people know that that's there, so if they are in any sort of trouble, then there's probably going to be help.
Yes, there's definitely help out there. Benevolent Fund do help.
On a serious note, I wouldn't have coped so well as I do if I hadn't been able to come here with Maureen. I look forward to it more because Maureen's here, and we just do things together, and we've got so much in common, really. Differences, of course, but we've both got a lot of stories to tell. Me from my RAF life, and Maureen from other facets of her life. And we're both quite good listeners. Remembering names isn't always easy for me, but we have a very good relationship. And everybody recognises it here. All the staff know.
Yeah, I think it's because we're probably quite noisy laughing.
We were once, weren't we?
We were once, yes.
We sat out in the garden. We were killing ourselves.
Can you remember what that was about?
No.
Neither can I. I know we just couldn't stop laughing.
We couldn't stop laughing. And they said, we knew you two were here. We can hear you. And I don't think there are many places that you could find that. I really don't.
I can't think of any, because it's complete here, isn't it?
Yes.
The complete package.
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't mentioned my husband. He would have been so thrilled with this place, but never had the chance to come here because we didn't know about it. He only served for 3 years, and 1 year was during the war. The first year was during the war, and I didn't know him then. But I'm still able to come here on account of that, which is fantastic, don't you think?
Wonderful.
And I often think of him and how grateful I am that he did his service, which entitles me to come here and enjoy it with you.
Loneliness is a peculiar thing to define. You can be lonely in a crowd, can't you? You've got to make yourself meet people halfway. And by doing that, it spreads. If Brian was here today, he'd be extremely pleased to see me still coming here and enjoying it and enjoying the companionship of Maureen.
So Nancy and Maureen, thank you very much for joining us here at the Princess Marina House.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the past 100 years, the Fund has always been there to support RAF veterans, serving RAF personnel and their families when they've needed us. But now, as we mark our centenary, we're asking for your help to find thousands more RAF veterans who are eligible for our support. Some may not know that they can get help. Others may be too proud to ask. They're under the radar. But we are determined to find them before it's too late. Join the search. Change a life. Next time on All Stations.
Having operated the reserve, it didn't deploy either. It was at this point that I was fully aware that the ground was fast coming up, and my best option now was just to squeeze my body as tight as possible. My legs were underneath me, and take the impact I was going to get.
Paralysed after his parachute failed, Bob Gregg reveals his incredible story of survival.